Hello out there again, all my lovely listeners. I am Raina CL, and you're listening to Daybreak and Patrichor, a podcast where I talk about fascinating things such as beauty trends, the anime, and everything under the sun. I apologize for last week. I didn't make a podcast. All last week, my voice was very scratchy, and I just sound like I was really sick. Even though I'm not sick, it was just really weird. Like, no matter what I did, it didn't really help. I feel a little bit better, so I'm going to try to get through my episode 6 because it's a lot to talk about, and this podcast might run a little longer than all the others, but that's fine because today I'm talking about beauty. And so for today's episode, I want to talk about how Korean beauty or K-beauty has helped me a lot when it comes to my breakouts, as well as controlling my oily skin issues that I've had. But before we get into that and what K-beauty is, I just want to talk a little bit about my beginnings and where I come from in the terms of like why my skin's so bad. So I know initially I did have really bad acne. I don't remember exactly what age I was, but I was young enough to know that it was bad and I was embarrassed and I was bullied for it. I think my mom took me to the doctors and I was given like this really weird prescribed roll-on isopropyl alcohol bottle. I know that sounds really, really bad, but that's what they gave me. And it came inside of like this little, it was like a bottle and it had like this ball on the inside of it. And it kind of reminded me of like roll-on deodorant. And so that was pretty bad. And they also gave me like this clear jelly that had this really funky smell. Well, it wasn't funky, it was just really weird. It wasn't a good smell, but it also wasn't a very bad smell either. I don't remember how those things work for me, but I feel like the alcohol probably kind of exacerbated a lot of my skin issues later down the road because alcohol is very drying. I took a break from that. I probably just used whatever I could find in terms of acne medication until eventually I came across Proactiv. They had ads literally everywhere. I was so obsessed with it because I thought it was like the cure-all. Everyone on the commercials just seemed to have like found this miracle cure. So it's like, I have to get that. The only thing with that was, is that Proactiv was very expensive. I think it was like $20 a bottle. And there was like 3 or 4 different things that you had to use for the complete regimen for it to work for you. And so I saved up my money and I learned that there was a vending machine in the mall that sold the bottles separately, but it also sold this really awesome kit. So you could get, I think they like made the bottles smaller. So you could buy the kit for $20, but they shrunk the bottles down. So I guess it was kind of like a tester. And so I got that and it worked for me for about a week. And then I broke out even worse than I did before. And so I stopped using that whole line and I gave it to whoever wanted to use it in my house. Once again, I started using, testing whatever the heck I could find, until I came across Clearasil Rapid Action Face Wash, as well as Clean and Clear Triple Clear Exfoliating Scrub. That is a mouthful. I had no idea that you're not supposed to use scrubs every day, so that could have been another issue that I had back then. I think the Clearasil Rapid Action Face Wash worked fine. I'm not sure, I can't remember, but I do know that I wasn't moisturizing my skin. I didn't know anything about moisturizing my skin, so I just didn't. And because of that, I ended up causing my face to go into this really negative cycle of drying out and producing more oil than necessary. And so I ended up buying Clean and Clear oil absorbing sheets. And these sheets were basically like these really thin, I can't really describe them. They kind of reminded me of like the Listerine little pocket strip things that you just pop in your mouth, even though they weren't edible. You couldn't eat them, but they were probably like the size of, if you take like a standard post-it note and cut it in half and then cut a little bit more off of it. They were pretty small, but they were doable. You basically like blot your face with these things. They had like this really thin film of, I think it was powder. I'm not sure what it was, but when I dotted my face with it, they would turn transparent. So that means that it absorbed all the oil from my face. The only problem is I didn't get any relief from my oil because all these sheets did was absorb the oil. They didn't help the issue at all. So you would be stuck in like this cycle of buying this over and over again, and it wouldn't really do anything for you. So my skin was fried from using these drying products. I didn't use moisturizers, and these things didn't work for me either. And so like I just continued to use whatever the heck I could find. I did realize that around the winter time I was happiest, and I know this is bad because it's still really bad skin treatment, but in the winter time I was always happy to wash my face and go outside. I still didn't wear moisturizers unless like my skin started to feel tight, and even then it was terrible. I was putting like Johnson & Johnson's baby lotion on my face. It worked, I guess, but I know in the winter time like my skin was always dry and I didn't have a lot of oils to deal with, and I was at my happiest. But like in the summertime, it looked like I was sweating. Literally looks like I'm sweating. It's like I have to wipe my face off all the time. I remember when I was in the service, I would always get like a brown paper towel from like the bathroom. I would always blot my face and it would be completely darkened with oil. It's just so gross. And I remember my husband, he's just like, "Are you sweating? Are you sweating?" I was like, "No, that's oil. I'm just very freaking oily." And then later I switched over to Aveeno Clear Complexion Foaming Wash. I always love the smell of that. It's a very light, foamy wash. I'm always rubbing it in my fingers first and put on my face. I feel like it's cleaning my face, but at the same time, I'm not sure because it's so light. It feels like it's not doing anything, or maybe I'm just used to harsher products. It does help a lot with acne and acne scars because it's meant to clear up your complexion. But the one problem I have with it is that it's a mechanical error with the bottles. Like after a while, the pump doesn't work correctly. And so when you push down to pump out the product, it can get stuck. And so you have to press on it again really hard to get it to pop back out. In conjunction with that product, I was using BRA Charcoal Cleanser, Charcoal Acne Cleanser. It helps so much with cleaning out my pores, but it's also another one of those products where I have to wear a moisturizer because it will make my skin feel really tight and dry. And so that's when I started getting into using Aveeno Clear Complexion Moisturizer. I think originally I had the same moisturizer, but they had it as it had an SPF in it. I think it was called Aveeno Clear Complexion Sheer Daily Moisturizer with SPF 30. I believe that one was discontinued. They have something similar to that one at the store, but I think it's now SPF 15. I'm not sure on that one. But right now I just use the one that's basically meant to help clear up your complexion and, you know, keep the moisture. I have an SPF that I use now instead. But even though I did have that product, I wasn't moisturizing my skin consistently, and so I still had oily skin problems. And then eventually I decided to join a People of Color skincare group that's on Facebook. I got a lot of really good advice from that group, but most of the regimens that they wanted me to follow were very expensive for products that I have never used and I wasn't confident in. I didn't want to break out with something. I didn't want to spend money on something that didn't work. And the good thing is, the upside is that I haven't had to worry about like products making my skin rash out or break out or anything like that. So I'm very lucky in that regard. But I do realize that everyone's skin is different. So I took a lot of the advice that I got from that group with a grain of salt. And I decided to go and find cheaper versions of everything they told me to use. But the problem is that I think I ended up finding this really cool, it's like a face mask, like a clay face mask. I think it was a Korean brand. And honestly, I think it made my face dry out so bad. I'm not sure. I ended up taking it out of my regimen and getting rid of it because I don't think it was helping me at all. I started buying all of the things that I needed from my 10-step, but eventually I kind of dropped a couple things because it just wasn't working for me. I'll get to Korean 10 step in a minute. So I started following any skincare gurus or experts that I could find on social media, and I eventually landed on James Welsh, who's on Facebook. He's really awesome. He had so many good tips for skincare routines, and he got me more into using Korean beauty or K-beauty. And then I learned that he has a twin named Robert. And so I was like, that's freaking awesome. So I follow them both now, and I love when they do videos together. I love their humor, and I love all the expertise that they give for people like myself who have no idea what the heck they're doing with skincare, and just basically trying to teach you how to be safe and how to use products correctly and which products will work for you. And so I really, really like that. I learned a lot through the group that I was in, but I wasn't sure what I wanted to do just yet. But when I started following James and Robert, I actually feel like I got a little bit more confidence to do what I'm trying to do with my skin. So moving on to the Korean beauty. So the definition of Korean beauty or K-beauty is it's basically a multi-layered skincare routine, and it has become very widely popular around the world. It includes 10 steps, and it incorporates serums and sheet masks and essences and even oil cleansers versus like what we're probably used to in the United States, which is basically cleansers and toners and moisturizers. For me, I feel like there's more like a step zero because I use a micellar cleansing water to remove like all of the excessive dirt from my face because I have oily skin. And it seems like dirt just kind of sticks to me. It is really gross. So like I have to wash my face like with that first to get off all of that extra stuff. So the first products that I use, well, step zero before we get into the 10 step, I use Garnier Skin Active Micellar Cleansing Water. It's the all-in-one mattifying and pore purifying product. It's the one that has like the green label on it. Because there's several Garnier Skin Active Micellar Cleansing Waters. I use that one because, you know, my face is always oily, so I want something to mattify my skin and to clear my pores. I think it does a really good job at wiping off all the oils and all the dirts and stuff from my face, as well as getting off the little amount of makeup that I actually use because I only do my eyebrows. I only fill in my eyebrows. I don't really wear any other makeup. So then step one is an oil-based cleanser. So in the Korean beauty trends and everything with the whole regimen, oil-based cleansers are basically to remove all of the excessive dirt, the makeup, the buildup, the oil, anything else that is just sitting on your face, just chilling there. The oil then goes down and it dissolves all the little invaders, draws them out. For me, I use Burt's Bees cleansing oil with coconut and argan. I don't always use this because at first I thought that there was something wrong with it because I feel like it was making my skin oilier, but I wasn't sure. And I talked to a lot of people in my skincare group, and they basically said that coconut oil can probably cause some issues there. So I stopped using it for a while, and I just came back to it recently. And right now I don't see anything wrong with it, so I'm just going to keep going for now. The next step is the foam or water-based cleanser. So a foam or water-based cleanser, it washes your face and it cleanses all of the oil right along with all of the things that the cleansing oil absorbed. And so it leaves your skin feeling pretty clean. So for me, like I use Bioré Deep Pore Charcoal Cleanser. As I mentioned before, it clears my pores. If I don't use it for long periods of time, I notice that my face just turns into like little white speckles because my pores start to like really pile up and just get really gross, and I can see it. And like, so my pores are just filled with gunk. And then I use a Veno Clear Complexion Foaming Cleanser with salicylic acid and soy extracts. And this one is meant more for breakout prone skin. And as I mentioned before, the pump goes out. I like this one, but I might have to drop it from my regimen because I'm not sure if it's doing anything. And I already used a Veno moisturizer, so that's what I'm going to be using. So step three of the regimen is exfoliation, or using an exfoliator. And exfoliators basically scrub away all the dead skin cells, it fades scars, it helps with acne, and it makes your skin feel really, really smooth. For one thing to mention about exfoliators is that you shouldn't take them or use them more than twice or maybe even three times a week. So maybe like every other day, but if you start to notice a little redness and your skin feels raw, you might want to pull that back to maybe once or twice. Do not use walnut or apricot scrubs. I know I use these growing up. These products are not very good for our skin. They can cause little tears in the skin. You want gentle exfoliation to scrub away the dead skin. You don't want to scrub away live skin too and cause like little fissures in your skin. It will be really painful. So for me, I use Olay Scrubs 5-in-1 Clean Pore Perfecting Vitamin C and Dragon Fruit. It claims to brighten, clean, gently exfoliate, remove the appearance of oil, and freshen the skin. I use this twice a week. And that's what's really weird. It's because like exfoliators are listed as like a third step, but like sometimes you're not necessarily using them. So it might be a 9-step treatment instead of a 10 on some days. I really like this scrub because it does make my face feel really, really smooth. I can't see my face because I normally wash my face in the shower, so I can't see if it like washed away all the oil, but I'm pretty sure it did. Step 4 is a toner. I had no idea, honestly, what the heck a toner was, but I learned that it's basically kind of like a skin prep for upcoming moisturizers. So it's basically helping your skin to absorb whatever moisturizers you're getting ready to use. And from here on out, this is where the products are going to go from thin to thicker. So for my toner, I use April Skin Artemisia Rice Essence Toner. And I also use April Skin 3-layer Pure Cotton Pads to administer it to my face. So April Skin is a Korean brand. I saw the ads for it all over social media and I gave it a chance. I actually got the April Skin 3-layer Pure Cotton Pads for free, which is awesome because I think a box of those bad boys are like $7. So that was really lucky. I had to look at my receipt again. I was like, I didn't pay for that. Cool. Awesome. I'll take it. I'm not sure if the Artemisia Rice Essence Toner is really doing anything, but I'm just going to keep using it anyway. Step 5 is an essence. So an essence basically adds nourishment to the skin as you build up to moisturizing. So for my product, I use Cosrx. I use 2 separate Cosrx. I think that's how that's pronounced. And this is also a Korean brand. I use Advanced Snail 96 Mucin Power Essence, or I use Hyaluronic Acid Hydra Power Essence. And depending on which of these I use, I have to plan out which serum to use behind that. So I'll get to that in a second. So the next is Extra Strength Treatment Serums and Ampules. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. So basically a serum is a concentrated treatment that targets specific skin concerns. And an ampoule is basically like an amped up version of the serum. So normal serums typically come in like pump bottles, while ampoules come in like glass or plastic bottles with a dropper dispenser. And so as I mentioned before with my essence, so if I choose to use the Cosrx Advanced Snail 96 Mucin Power Essence, I will use the Bonnie Hill Hyaluronic Acid Ampoule Serum. And Bonnie Hill is also a Korean brand, and I really like that one too. I picked it up as a when I was shopping at a store, and it was like an impulse buy, and I actually really like it. Now, if I use the Hyaluronic Acid Hydra Power Essence by Cosrx, I will use April Skin's Real Carrot Serum because I don't want to have like all hyaluronic acid. I want to get benefits from everything I have. And between my essences and my serums, my skin feels just so dewy and it's freaking awesome and I love it. But it can kind of feel a little bit redundant. Because step 7 is sheet masks. And sheet mask is basically you applying an additional serum or essence to your face. As I said, I kind of see like the serums and the essences kind of redundant already, but then I start to see that they do have their own benefits. But then when you get to the sheet masks, that seems very redundant because you're putting more serum or more essence, depending on what's in there, on your face. But some days I do like to have that added spa feel, so I say, hey, let's go for it anyway. So for me, I use Sooae. I think that's how that's pronounced. It's Sooae. I use those masks. That is also a Korean brand. Sadly, they have been discontinued. So I did buy some recently on a online resale shop called Mercari from a couple of people, because I didn't see anything wrong with them. I actually really love them. I would always get the collagen essence masks. So I would get the potato, the red ginseng, collagen. I really, really love those. And then I also used April Skin's Calendula Sheet Mask. That was really nice because the mask is very, very thin. It stuck to my face better than the Sooae mask, because the Sooae masks are very thick, so they would peel away from my skin and I would have to keep smoothing them down. I don't like to do that. That's why I like the April Skin masks a lot, because they were thin, they clung to my face, they were awesome. But also, there was another mask I got, I think I got it as a sample from Walmart. It's called Earth to Skin Honey Royal Jelly Sheet Mask. There's another one, but I don't know what it's called. There's like two honey ones in a box. They're like two separate ones, but I only got one of those as a sample. And it's supposed to be for calming, the one I got as a sample, but it was very, very moisturizing. Like, I felt like a little glazed donut. It felt awesome. It was a really shiny face. It looked glazed. And it was nice. So I'm really curious about the other one, because it was meant for intense moisture. So I just wonder, like, how much more moisturizing can that one be if the one I used that was moisturizing is for calming? Okay, so step 8 is eye cream. It is meant to stop the puffiness of the eyes and to minimize the signs of aging. I'm not sure if this is actually working for me, but I guess only time can tell, because I can't jump into the future and see what I would look like if I did or didn't use this product. So I guess I would just have to wait. Better safe than sorry, I guess. And so for me, I'm using Burt's Bees Eye Cream Sensitive Cotton Extract. I like to add it to my face. It's kind of like that spa feel again. I'm just adding something and it just makes me feel good about myself. So step 9, moisturizing. So moisturizing is basically to keep your skin hydrated and balanced. And so for me, I use Aveeno Clear Complexion Daily Moisturizer with Salicylic Acid Tone Correcting. And so here I use the wash too. I use the foaming wash for that same product. But I'm also using like April Skin's Carrot Serum, which is also supposed to help a lot with, you know, tone correcting. So I don't know what's doing it, but my face is starting to clear up. A lot of my hyperpigmentation from my acne has cleared and I feel awesome. I guess I will never know, because I'm going to keep using all of these things in conjunction with one another. Step 10 is a sunscreen or an SPF. You have to protect your skin. Like, sunscreen slows down the signs of aging from the sun and reduces skin cancer. Your acne scars will have a chance to heal quicker with a sunscreen on when you're outside versus just letting the sun just full on assault you without it. I'm planning on switching to the Black Girl sunscreen. I just heard about this product. I'm very, very curious to know a little bit more about it. But for right now, I'm using Banana Boat Dry Balance SPF 30. It works well for my skin. It doesn't leave a sheen, and I'm sure it's doing exactly what I need it to do. So another thing that I learned is about salicylic acid, which is a BHA. I learned a lot recently about BHAs and AHAs, but I wasn't really sure about those things. So a BHA is a beta hydroxy acid, which is meant to exfoliate the skin's surface, and it works deep down inside the skin to clean out your pores. I need an AHA, which is a type of acid that peels away dead skin cells on the surface of the skin. I have a lot of clogged pores. My products are not getting down to where I need them to be to clean as best as they can. I want to use an AHA and a BHA in conjunction with each other, but I have to remember that they are exfoliators. So you do not want to overly exfoliate your skin, because it will leave your skin feeling very raw. I think it can also be a bit damaging to the skin. So I might have to replace my normal exfoliator with one with BHA and AHA in it, where I can use it daily and it won't shred my skin off or lead to overly dry skin, thus returning me to my oily skin concerns all over again. All in all, I feel like doing the Korean 10-step method has helped me tremendously. It has cut down so much on how much acne I get because I used to break out a lot around my chin, my forehead, my temples, all that good stuff. And now I don't really see that as much as I used to. Also, my face isn't just drenched in oil, which was just a huge problem for me, not just because I look like I was constantly sweating, but a lot of that sebum would drip down to my eyes and it burned. It burned. So I know that something has changed because my eyes don't burn anymore. I don't have sebum just dropping in my eyes, assaulting me all day, making me blind, and I have to run to the bathroom blind. So that's not happening anymore. And I am so happy and I'm so thankful that I found this. And I'm gonna keep it up for as long as I can because this is awesome. So now it's time for Factor Vocab, and the word for today is cabotage. When I first heard this word, I honestly took two other words and mixed them together, and now I can't stop laughing about it. It sounds like cabbage and sabotage, so I just can't stop thinking of somebody just destroying somebody's garden. But cabotage, it's spelled CABOTAGE. It is a noun. Its origin is from France and it is from the mid 19th century. Cabotage means the right to operate sea, air, or other transport services within a particular territory. So, a really good sentence for that would be the government passed new cabotage directives after the change in leadership. Or the cabotage laws within China are fairly strict. Then again, I probably won't even remember the definition because all I can see is somebody beating the crap out of somebody's cabbages in the backyard. So I hope you can remember that word because I definitely won't. Just put it in your sentence. And if anybody asks you, please don't remember how I remembered it. Please remember the definition, or maybe I've already ruined you. I'm sorry. So that is all for today. Thank you again. I am Raina CL, and you are listening to Daybreak in Petrichor. I'll see you all very soon. Bye.